The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Today, let's talk channels, the definition of the channel, who's in the channel, what means the channel, and what ecosystems may mean for the future. Do we need to save the channel? This is the Business of Tech. I recently spotted what I considered an odd hashtag on LinkedIn, save the channel. The thread started with a really positive message. What type of competitor sees the finish line in sight and slows down? Answer, no one. The top competitors go all out to finish strong. It's quarter end. Let's help the channel speed up and make a strong finish. Everyone I tagged is a fierce and winning leader who loves to win, wondering who they would tag. In the thread, I ended up getting tagged, and that's certainly very flattering. Sure, I like to win. I mean, I'm a gamer. Of course I like to win. There's a lot of really smart people on the thread, and it generated a lot of enthusiasm. I looked into the thread. It's a marketing effort from the JS Group, which is a well-known channel consultancy group. They're very well respected and work on a lot of channel programs. I've never worked with them professionally, and I do know they work with a lot of vendors to help develop their channel programs. Most of the respondents to the thread work at vendors or have sales quotas around vendor products. I was struck by a thought that the channel that needed saving wasn't my definition of channel. This is what I posted. Who actually is the channel we're saving? If you're thinking in quarters, you're a publicly traded company, and not those that I spend my energy on. Monthly performance is what matters to technology services providers, because hitting those monthly targets is the key to operational success, and quarterly performance is really just symbolic. Expenses hit monthly. Payroll and rent won't wait for a vendor's quarter. Sprint to the end says, hit a sales quota, and I'm running a business performance marathon that outpaces and outdelivers, a monthly machine that delivers each and every step, and it's not a finish, but a journey, because each step builds that machine. And if you perform that way, you're saving the channel, the partner. Now, I didn't get any real responses to my comment, which I admit bummed me out because I wanted to know more. it's made me think a lot about the word channel. The channel is an interestingly overloaded phrase. It's used to refer to the indirect sales path for technology, which takes technology and the resulting services delivered not from the vendor themselves, but through the sellers to those end customers. There's a lot of pieces in that channel. The vendors, distributors, and the services companies, and even within those three, there's more. There's the channel chief, a vendor employee, and their channel team, which are generally sales or marketing staff who deal with partners, who are also the channel. It's a lot. Ready to make it more interesting? Jay McBain at Forrester has broken this out into his trifurcating channel market, where there are now three parts to the non-vendor side: influencers, transactors, and retention channel. He's right, it's not a monolithic single type of channel. So here's where it gets really complicated. By my count, if we're adopting Jay's channel, and I'm totally on board with this, we actually potentially have as many as 8 entities that can be the channel: the distributor and vendor channel team, the influence channel, the transactional channel, the retention channel, and the distributors, vendors, and channel companies themselves. That's a lot of channel. Cue a little Bruce. I'd argue that the channel that the JS Group is talking about saving is the vendor channel, the distributors and vendors they do business with. It makes perfect sense. And if they're concerned about layoffs within these teams, such as we've seen with some vendors during this time period, I totally get it. It's implied in the reference to quarters in the social media post. But when I think of channel, I'm thinking of the partners themselves. As I illustrate in my comment, I'm far more interested in the services company definition. To be fair, that's the group I spend all my time thinking about, those services companies that do business with end customers. Let me be clear. Both are right. They're both reasonable use of the word channel, although totally confusing. Understanding which entity is being talked about determines relevancy. A lot of thought leaders running around, particularly now, with an opinion on what the channel is doing or what's best for the channel. The question you, the listener, needs to ask yourself is, which definition are they using? Which often very closely relates to, how do they get paid? If you're in the business of consulting with a vendor or distributor on their go-to-market, you are looking at the space with a different lens than I am, and both are legitimate. That said, if you're a services provider, you need to understand that the definition of channel is not the same, and adjust accordingly. Even a title like channel chief may be confusing, because they may not be a chief of a channel you care about. Jay reminded me that the word of the day is actually ecosystem, that the word channel is too far linked to these transactional partners. Ecosystems are collections of people, process, and technology linked together to push toward a common goal. In this approach, even those non-transacting partners are recognized because of the collective contribution to the system. Now, why do we, a solution provider or technology services company, care? Here's an analysis lens to apply to your partnership. If they are measuring you purely on legacy metrics, they're not going to be the supplier of the future. If their only concern is a quarterly sales number, you're talking to the wrong supplier. They're asking you about marketing effectiveness or making a distinction on your sell-to or sell-through efforts or talking to you about adoption rates and renewal rates. They get it. Providers, start educating yourself on this language of ecosystem, and I caution to avoid channel ones. Besides being outdated, they're confusing and likely to be used by a supplier of the past, not one of the future. Words do matter. So take the time to think about the ones you're hearing, because they are telling you so much about their position. and you want to be dealing with the ones moving you to the next level. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunchberry.
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries.
I think you mean my Crunchberries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.